It's what you all been waiting for. Turn on the Tina.
The segment with the beautiful Tina Pina from Crusher Magazines.
Hey, this is Tina, and you're listening to Turned On with Tina. Tonight I've got two special guests. My first guest is Paul Husband. He's Vice President of Music from the Next Level Entertainment and Consulting. This is an especially interesting segment for those of you involved with music, trying to start a band, or perhaps you're in a band and you're trying to figure out what your next step should be to be heard via internet or via your performances. For those of you who are not in bands, it's still going to be a great segment. We talk about a lot of different things. One of those things is Canadian Music Week, which happens in Toronto, Canada, each year in March. And this year is no exception. It's filled with lots of entertainment, great music, live shows. There are approximately 500 different artists and bands from all across Canada that fly into Toronto. We have 45 different venues where we can watch these people perform on a nightly basis over 4 days. And one of the kickoff events to Canadian Music Week is Indie Night in Canada. And that is put on by Paul and his company. It's a huge event. They're going to have 18 bands on two different stages. This is on tomorrow night. And for those of you in Central America and other parts of Canada and the world who are not going to be able to attend, there is still a way for you to check out some of these artists and some of this great talent. Paul will give you the link to Indie Night in Canada. They've got a player up there. You can take a listen. As well, I was in Toronto last week. I interviewed a great band called The Trues. The Trues are a Canadian band based out of Toronto. They are up for 2 Juno nominations and 4 Indie nominations, more than any other Canadian band at this year's Canadian Music Week. They're an awesome rock band. I love these guys. I hope you do too. Really making waves in the industry. Their album called No Time for Later is going to be released in the States next month and will probably find its way to Europe sooner rather than later. They're a great rock band and great guys. I spoke with Colin and John Angus McDonald, their brothers. After the interview with Paul, there's going to be a little segment. The Trues are pretty excited about being on the show and wanted to make sure that some of our listeners would at least get a chance to listen to their hit song called Hold Me in Your Arms. So pretty excited about tonight's show. It's going to be a great one. Don't forget, stay tuned after the interview for the world introduction to The Trues. I hope you guys dig them. My guest next week is going to be Rob Reiner from Anvil on the show. So all you metalheads who know your metal music, you know who Anvil is. So tune in next week to Turned On with Tina.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, Tina, it's great to be on Turned On with Tina.
That's great. Paul, first of all, I wanted to talk to you about 2 things. One is your company, The Next Level Entertainment Consulting Incorporated, and the other is your promotion or your involvement with the Indie Night in Canada that is being put on tomorrow night on Wednesday. I wondered if you could first tell me a little bit about The Next Level Entertainment Consulting, what you do there, and then perhaps we could get into a little bit of Indie Night in Canada, which is more like a kickoff to the entire Canadian Music Week scene that's going on in Toronto, actually starting tomorrow.
Oh, I'd love to. A little bit about us, Next Level Entertainment Consulting. We are a combination artist management, artist development company, combined with a full service booking agency. We're a national company here in Canada, working with artists and venues and promoters and record labels and industry people in total right across the country. We primarily work within the rock genre, although it includes certainly all of the subgenres from hardcore right up to folk rock and that sort of thing and everything in between.
And tell us about Indie Night in Canada, which, as you and I discussed yesterday, because we already had a little bit of a conversation, but due to technical difficulties, I had to redo our interview today.
Sorry, I was hungover.
I wish I could say the same thing. One of the things you did indicate to me was that Indie Night in Canada is actually not part of Canadian Music Week, but rather it's been looked at as more of the kickoff to the Canadian Music Week that happens in Toronto. It's one of the biggest music events in Canada as far as bringing new talent to the forefront and showcasing Canadian artists. Can you tell me a little bit about Indie Night in Canada?
Absolutely, and you hit the nail right on the head. It's not actually an official sanctioned part of Canadian Music Week, but it has become something of an unofficial kickoff event for what is an amazing week, 4 or 5 days of music here in Toronto. Indie Night in Canada is will draw or attract close to 300 industry people to the event. So it's extremely well attended and accepted by the industry. And I think one of the key things about Indie Night in Canada versus a lot of other showcases or a lot of other band lineups on any given week is that every band on this showcase is a headliner in their own right. This is not a lineup of bands where you've got two or three good bands and then a number of others that are trying to build their situation, raise their awareness. These are all top flight bands. These are the bands you'll see on festival stages this summer across the country. These are bands that you'll see touring significantly in 2009. These are bands with commercial radio play, lots of internet radio play, media awareness, and fans right across the country and internationally for the most part. So it's an extraordinary lineup of bands. The bands that are playing at 7 o'clock could just as easily be headlining 2 weeks from now.
And you've got quite a few bands. There are 18 bands playing on two different stages. So
yep.
I would imagine there were some issues in who was going to be playing first, who would be last, because in this event, nobody really is an opener. They're all equally talented.
The two biggest challenges we faced with Indie Night in Canada was one you touched on, obviously, when you've got this many really good bands, they all can't headline, they all can't play at 11 o'clock.
Right.
They're all used to playing later in a bill. So a lot of these bands had to, I don't want to say swallow their pride, but they had to look at the overall evening and say, we want to be a big part of this, so we are going to play earlier on the bill and then just enjoy the rest of the evening. That was certainly one of the challenges we faced. As I mentioned, they're all headliners in their own rights. The other challenge that we faced was paring down the lineup, because of the hundreds of bands that reached out to us that wanted to be part of Indie Night in Canada this year. It was a very difficult process selecting the band. Reinforces what we firmly believe is a key in the music business, is being exceptional live performers. All of these bands are exceedingly good live. They understand that people don't go to hear a band, they go to see a band. All of these bands put on big live shows.
And the doors open at 6:30 and
yep.
Go until almost dawn, really. It's until 2 o'clock in the morning or something crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. That's
great. We
have
a staggered stage. First band takes the stage at 7 o'clock on the Cathedral stage.
Right.
And 15 minutes later, the first band starts on the Reverb stage. You can enjoy live music nonstop from 7 o'clock in the evening until when the last band comes off stage at 1:45 in the morning.
Wow.
And it's nonstop. I mean, you just move from stage to stage. It's continuous, great live rock music.
I'm really looking forward to it. You know I'm going to be there tomorrow with bells on. So
absolutely.
I'm
well,
very,
be great
very
to
excited.
See you.
Thanks. Yeah, it's going to be great. I was there last year. You guys put on a great show. This year I think it's going to be even better, probably your best yet.
Yep.
Just from the lineup, and you've hired comedians for some of the entertainment, and you've hired models or something, from what I understand.
Yeah, we have launched lingerie models as our VIP hostesses, and nationally recognized stand-up comedians as our MCs.
That's fantastic. So, Paul, how did you get involved with Indie Night in Canada? What prompted you to start this, and how did you actually get involved with all of this?
Well, I want to be politically correct. We initially wanted to be a sanctioned part of Canadian Music Week, and unfortunately, just purely from a financial standpoint, we just couldn't justify the financial investment necessary to be an official part of Canadian Music Week, because we work with independent bands, and anybody who's in an independent band, works with independent bands, knows how fine the dollars are. And so in order to create the kind of event that we wanted, with the quality and the production and the promotion and the whole entertainment value, we had to look outside of the traditional involvement in Canadian Music Week and do our own thing, I guess. And I mean, it's not that we wouldn't love to be part of Canadian Music Week. We love the event and look forward to the rest of it every year. Just the reality is, working with independent bands, we had to find a more fiscally responsible way to be involved in the event.
Right. I understand that. Anybody who's an indie band would understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Paul, the other thing I wanted to ask you, obviously, being in the entertainment consulting business, you're vice president of music, so you would be a great guy to ask. What are some of the trials and tribulations that you face on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis within your company, trying to promote bands and book bands? What are some of the things that you face?
There's a number of issues in the music industry, obviously, that everybody, you know, who's in it is certainly aware of. There's just so much music out there today. And because bands can record so inexpensively, there's an awful lot of recorded product out there. It makes it difficult for venue booking agents and promoters and everybody in the music industry to really separate the quality bands or the bands with real potential from the masses. And it really is a challenge. And as a byproduct of that, because there are so many bands, it's becoming increasingly difficult to effectively tour bands in a fiscally responsible way, so that the bands are not losing exorbitant amounts of money while they're trying to build their fan base. So those certainly would be two of the challenges. Also, the declining dollar from recorded product is a big issue, and it kind of goes hand in hand with the touring aspect. Most of the artist's revenue while they're developing certainly is derived from selling off stage, selling CDs, selling shirts, selling whatever merchandise they might have, because they're not making money selling their albums in stores, and they're not making money selling their albums via digital downloads. And again, because there's just so much music that's free, which, you know, in some ways isn't the worst thing out there for a developing band. But there needs to be revenue that goes along with that, because, I mean, these artists are creating amazing music, and they deserve to get something in return.
We were talking the other day about a situation that happened with one of your bands, with a venue that had booked them, and then there was some kind of a problem. And you touched base on something I found very interesting, which was something to the effect of, The
double standard?
The double,
are you referring to?
Exactly. The double standard between venues and artists, etc. If you could touch base on that, let our listeners know some of the problems that face some of these indie bands. And basically, any new band that's trying to make a name for themselves, they're bound to face this at some point. But it was very interesting that you touched base with me on that the other day.
I certainly don't want to point the fingers at the venues. I mean, a lot of these guys are extremely busy, and they're booking, and they're not only are they booking bands into the room, they're scheduling. Some of them are even working behind the bar or working in the kitchen of their venues.
Right.
So, I mean, they're busy, busy guys. Certainly it happened to one of our bands recently. It happens often. Where a venue double books and they have two bands booked for the same night. Well, they can't accommodate both bands. counting on that show, that date. Their fans are coming out. They you know, they're counting on the money to get them to the next show. But there really isn't much recourse for a band when something like that happens. Even if it's a contracted gig, you can certainly be, pardon the expression, a hard ass about it and say, hey, you signed a contract, you have to pay us. But by doing that, you, in most cases, are closing the door to ever being able to return to that venue. So when a venue cancels a show, the bands don't really have that much recourse without jeopardizing future gigs. Whereas the venues, if a band were to cancel out on short notice, essentially have the same thing happen, but on their side, they not only do they not have any, they lose the show for whatever reason, but they also probably burn that bridge in terms of returning to that venue as well. So it's kind of a, the bands in a lot of ways are, I hate to say powerless, because they have what everybody needs. They have the talent. But again, going back to my original point about there being so much music out there and so many artists out there, always somebody else out there available to play.
Have you got any tips? I know some of our listeners are probably trying to get an album out, trying to find some way of being heard. Do you have any advice or tips for these future artists and bands out there that are trying to make it? Any kind of tips or advice you can give them?
Absolutely. First of all, I respect all artists for the courage that it takes. An expression I use quite frequently is anybody willing to step up on stage, perform their own original music in front of a room full of strangers with a Judge Me shirt on,
right,
deserves attention and respect. You don't have to like their music. You don't have to buy their merchandise. But they deserve to be paid attention to, at least while they're on stage. So to continue, I think that some of the things that the band should focus on in terms of their development and their future prosperity is, one, be very good live, be entertaining live. Recognize, again, like I said earlier, people don't go to hear a band. They can hear 1,000 songs a day if they want online from 1,000 bands they've never heard of. But recognize that when people go to attend your shows, they're going to see the band. They're not going to hear the band. They want to be entertained. The better you are live, the more compelling your live shows become in terms of becoming can't-miss events. So that's an important thing. I think bands also need to recognize, particularly while they're developing, that they need to be the promoter too. They can't rely on other bands on the bill, venues, promoters, local online listing services, e-zines, internet radio, any of that kind of stuff. They're all important components, but bands need to take some ownership of their project in terms of reaching out to people and promoting their shows and putting bodies in the room, because at the end of the day, your value to most of these venues is your ability to put customers into their venue. And in exchange, they provide you with a quality, hopefully, environment with good production, and they'll treat you with respect. Bands need to look at it as a partnership. It's not you're doing them a favor or they're doing you a favor. If you all work together and the night turns out great, that everybody walks away happy and everybody moves forward. But if somebody is viewed as being kind of a parasite in the relationship, they generally don't have that door open for them again. So I would say those two things, being very good live and really learning how to be quality promoters, would be the things that that certainly artists should keep in mind as being top priorities.
Right. Sorry, somebody was trying to phone me there. That's why that beep happened.
Well, you're popular. It's hard to be popular.
I wish I was that popular. Paul, so tomorrow night's the big night. Where can people, for example, we have listeners all around the world, especially in Central America and in Costa Rica. Where would these people be able to at least check out some of the bands that will be on stage, people who won't be able to attend, and even for people who will, perhaps you can give us a MySpace site or some other information?
Absolutely. They can check out the event and all the bands that are playing at myspace.com/indienightincanada. There's links to all the showcasing bands, as well as links to all the supporting sponsors like yourself that are helping us promote this event. There will also be, after the event itself, there will be live video footage of the entire night posted on YouTube. There's video blogs and a variety of other post-event opportunities to actually be in the room without being in the room.
That's really fantastic.
It's gonna be an amazing night. It's a lot of work putting something like this together. But we are we're thrilled with the talent that we've got. We've got just a whole night of incredible bands. The only challenge the music lover will face is fighting through the crowds to get from one stage to the other during the changeovers on each stage, because there'll be a lot of people moving back and forth throughout the night. So it's going to be a great night.
Well, I'm so looking forward to it, and I can't thank you enough, Paul, for taking this time today with me. And for all our listeners out there, I know that a lot of you won't be able to make it, but, you know, please check out the website. All the bands that will be playing at Indie Night in Canada are listed there, as well as they've got a music player on the site where you can hear some of the music. Check them out. They're great Canadian bands, and need your support. Paul, thanks so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
Oh, I can't wait. I expect a huge hug when I see you.
You bet.
Okay.
Thanks, Tina.
Okay.
Hey, all you metalheads. This is Rob Reiner from Anvil, and you're turned on with Tina. Let it rock.
Hey there, good time metal oldies. We are half of a band called The Trues. I'm Colin McDonald. This is John Angus McDonald. We're a rock band based out of Canada, originally from Nova Scotia, currently living in Toronto, Ontario. This is the first time you're probably ever hearing us, and this is our song called Hold Me In Your Arms. We hope you like it. If you do, come check out our website, thetruesmusic.com, and the way you spell The Trues is T-R-E-W-S.